Psalm 94. O Lord God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth, repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord, knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people, he will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Until believers arrive in the new heavens and the new earth, we will be on the receiving end of ostracism, ridicule, rejection, and even physical violence. It is our privilege to follow the Lord Jesus in this way, as he himself promised. But this has always been true of God's people, going all the way back to faithful Abel's being persecuted by faithless Cain. Here in Psalm 94, we see the psalmist grieving over the violence and injustice directed at the faithful. He cries out to God for justice. In doing so, he gives believers words to speak to God today when in similar angst. The bottom line promise to which the psalmist clings is that the Lord will not forsake his people. Even the psalmist's use of the covenant name Lord, Yahweh, speaks to the covenant loyalty and commitment by which God has bound himself to his people. It is these covenant promises in which the psalmist finds relief. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Do you have heart cares today? Does it feel like your foot is slipping? Like the very earth beneath you is becoming unstable and slippery in light of the many worries and anxieties pressing down upon you? Let the psalmist lead you in considering God's consolations. For if you are in Christ, you have in full sight the supreme consolation of God, the coming of Jesus Christ to love and deliver you from all your sins, and his indwelling Spirit to comfort and direct you all your days.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.